The real reason for the invention of the Internet.
We're pushing the ultimate frontier here.
Control must be maintained.
TalkZone.com. Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week and to bring you such amazing guests every week that help you turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and really make your dreams come true. And today is no exception. I have a very special guest on today. This is a woman that I've had on my show every year for about 10 years. I'm new to TalkZone this year, and I'm bringing her back because she's just terrific, particularly at the holiday time. And this is a woman who talks about how can we create beautiful holidays on a budget, but do it with style and with class and with elegance and with grace and with panache and all of those wonderful things. And my guest today is Tracy McBride. She is the author of Frugal Luxuries by the Season. Celebrate holidays with elegance and simplicity on any income. She elevates frugal but elegant living to an art form, and she shares new ways to embellish the holidays and the timeless rhythms of the seasons without exhausting your bank account. And that's really perfect for right now in our economy. Welcome, Tracy.
Well, thank you, Patricia. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, it really is. Now, you have a terrific blog, and it's called Frugal Luxuries Seasons Blogspot.com.
Right, and I have another one, Frugal Luxuries, too, but they're all sort of interconnected. You can connect to one from the other.
Okay. Now, one of the things you talk about, and I'm really looking at your blog here, is right here for the holidays, you talk about making beautiful ribbons and bows from leftover linens and imperfect doilies.
Yes, I do. I've been doing
it. Amazing.
Oh, it's, you know, it's the creativity is a poor man's wealth. And then even if you're not poor, it's silly not to repurpose and just be responsible.
Talk about how you do this. Now, this is right on your blog, so people can check it out at Frugal Luxury Seasons Blogspot. And it shows you this beautiful bow that is done from leftover linens and doilies.
Right. Well, that particular bow that I'm looking at it right now as well, it actually, I have several of those, but that's just one I had my friend who did the artwork for one of our books. It's one of it's her drawings. But it all it is it's one of those little round doilies, and it was so pretty, but it had a little tear in the middle, and you couldn't use it as a doily, really, unless you, you know, didn't care whether anyone saw the thing. So I thought, well, what could I do with this? And that's sort of the spark of almost everything I do. I think either what do I need, I look around and see if I can make it first, or I say, what can I do with it if I find something that I especially love, because the lace work is, around the edges was so beautiful. I pinched it together.
All right, give us some tips, Tracy. Give us some other tips of things at the holidays, things in our house. You know, just think of things that we can use to do something creative with around the holidays.
Well, yesterday, I took a pillar candle, a white one that I have, because I used it for, I try to double duty my holiday decor, so I used the white and cream candles on the mantelpiece, but then I needed to, in autumn for Thanksgiving and that sort of thing. So now I keep the same candles, took the autumn colored things down, and put up, went out to my garden, snipped some rosemary, but if you don't have rosemary, you can use any evergreen that you have around your house. I mean, just look around. A lot of people don't even notice. You walk by your little shrubs every day, and they would look pretty if you just snipped them and put them around the candle. I have that on. I just posted that right before you called on frugalluxuries.blogspot.com blog. And I surrounded. I've used a recycled, a vintage crystal. What is it called? Coaster. And I put it on a coaster. And that was to hold it. And then I took a teapot. Yesterday I was kind of busy around the house. A teacup, just one and lonely. I collect them when I go to thrift shops. The pretty ones are interesting looking ones. And I either drink from them or I use them for decorating or gift giving. And this one I planted a bulb in. It has a flowering bulb in it. And I'm going to give it as a gift. And I also have several. And
I love, and we talk about this every year, is this pantry that you have. And what you do is all year long, you buy things. You buy things at tag sales, at yard sales, at garage sales, at auctions. You find these incredible things, and it could be one of a kind, a little teacup or anything, and you just save them in a pantry.
Exactly. I have a special little shelf area that I use, and I just call it my gift pantry, and I've been doing that for, you know, decades. And if I find it pretty or interesting, I put it in there, and I know that I'll find a use for it. A lot of things I do, I collect the smaller things, and then I end up realizing subconsciously I'm working with a theme. So by the time November, December roll around, I pull everything out, put it on a table, and then just compose gift baskets or gift boxes or just, you know, sort of a themed gift, where I do gift towers for someone who I think, oh, well, they would love, someone who loves tea gets a, you know, vintage teacups with a, maybe, you know, with homemade gift, or someone who loves books would get, I found some fabulous vintage books. I would do that together and give them like some like their tea or coffee, maybe a gift card, or maybe make some myself, depending on my budget, and then maybe a gift certificate to either Barnes & Noble or even a used bookstore that's local if they live locally. And so you think about the person, you think about what you have, and you try to just combine the ideas.
Stacey, you told a story one year, and, you know, certain things that you said over the air that I remember so well, and I think, well, these stories are really worth repeating. You talked about a woman who was a very close friend who was very wealthy and had everything. And you made something for her. I think it was either a CD or it was something that absolutely touched her heart. Talk about that.
Well, that was a friend of mine who I couldn't think of anything to buy her because she could just go buy herself anything. And I was working on my second book at the time, and she hadn't even read my first book because she was so busy. She had three kids. She was carting them around all over the place. I mean, they were her life. They were her focus, which is really, she was a wonderful person, but just busy. And she really was sort of a kinesthetic type person who moved a lot and really wanted to sit down and read type person. And she confessed to me one day, she'd never read my books because I've never read it. I'm so sorry. So I just did small bits of it where I put, I took one of those little mini cassette recorders, and, you know, they're like $30, and the little mini cassettes. And at the time, you know, it was about 8 years ago. So, and they really, CDs weren't really, they were sort of transitioning. But, so what I did was I recorded my favorite parts of my book on this little cassette recorder, and then I gave her the cassette recorder with the tape so she could listen to it at her own, you know.
And she loved it.
Yeah, she just loved it.
All right, I want to tell listeners that my guest today is Tracy McBride, author of Frugal Luxuries and Frugal Luxuries by the Season. If you have a question about how can you enhance your holiday gift giving, doing things for the holidays that are elegant and beautiful but don't cost a lot of money, what we have here is this woman that is called the Martha Stewart of the Cheapskate set, and she does it just beautifully. So do give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT. We'd certainly love to hear from you, particularly, of course, if you're listening live on December 8th, which is Monday, between 12 and 1 p.m. Eastern and 9 and 10 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to hear from you. Tracy is just amazing with ideas and does some beautiful things and is extremely creative. And you can log on to her blog, and it is frugalluxuriesseasonsblogspot.com. And she has so many things that you can do over the holidays. And also you can write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com with any of your comments, and certainly I can make sure that Tracy gets your information. One of the things you write about here in your blog on December 1st is about little mysteries, talking about little cornucopias and photographs and captions and pictures and token gifts. Talk about those, recycling the ordinary.
Well, token gifts are really, you know, there's those people like your neighbors who've done friendly, nice things for you over the years, or teachers at school, or just, you know, people that you want to remember at the holidays, but it kind of breaks your budget if you buy everyone a $25 gift certificate for, you know, a meal or something. And, you know, I think we're all watching our budget these days. But you want to do something thoughtful and caring. So what I do is I try to recycle things. I'm always one to, I like to repurpose and recycle, and I always have. And I like to look at things like, I think what you're thinking of is I made these cornucopias, and I took like here in California, we have the In-N-Out, and it's like my daughter. Unfortunately, my daughter's favorite little treat out, you know, her restaurant is a fast food restaurant. It's like an old fashioned burger place, but they have wonderful big cups, and we take the cups and we cut them, and then I glue gun them and make little like they look very Victorian, like little posy holders, and I glue them together and then cut them with scraps of wallpaper. And in the picture, I call them Christmas cornucopias, but you can use them year round. For example, in my book Frugal Luxuries by the Seasons, I use them. I listed that little particular project under the May Day basket because you can use them in May baskets as well.
Tracy, what can we do if we don't have the time to put things together in the manner that you're speaking, but we don't have the time. We also don't have a lot of money in front of us, so. Can you give us some quick tips of things we might buy or pick up and put together easily?
Absolutely. I have a million of those. I mean, I'm the one to look ahead because that's just I love it, you know. But what you can do is you can just look for, like for my son, for instance, he doesn't like, you know, boys are harder. He's college age. So he, last year and this year, he's going to get the same thing, but, you know, as well as some other things. But I put together a big box of food because boys don't spend their money on shopping for food as a rule. So he's always gone, Mom, I'm starving. Can you wire me some money? You know, it's like constantly, can you transfer me some money somehow? So, because I'm really hungry, or buy me a pizza over the phone. And so what I did was I was, you know, it gets expensive. You can't do it all the time. So what I did was I thought, well, if he had food in his pantry, I know he would eat it. So I went to the grocery store and I bought all kinds of like macaroni and cheese, rice, macaroni, and things that I knew he would eat. You know, they're kind of junky. I'm, you know, not, but I knew that at least he would have it better than a takeout pizza, you know, which is what he was eating, or some cheap tacos from, you know, someplace. So what I did was I put in soups that, you know, the chicken noodle, the things I knew he liked, like the Progresso soup. And, you know, the split pea or the bean soup that I knew he enjoyed. I put in crackers that I knew he loved, cookies. I just went to the grocery store.
And that all worked.
Yeah.
I remember another one that you said over the years that I've loved. You said that you could go to the grocery store with a big crate.
Yes.
And just stuff it with, like,
yes,
cabbages and broccolis and cauliflowers and, you know, big things that look huge, and wrap it all up and put paper and bow, and that people love that, and it looks like a huge present.
You're right. Actually, you could do it with a basket if you already have a basket. But if you don't, oftentimes you talk to the people who work in the produce department at the grocery store and ask them if they have a wooden crate that you could have, and then use that to fill up with, like, just think in terms of like a soup basket, or just, you know, meals, things that you know that the people would eat. Like you said, like cabbages, carrots, and buy the prettier ones with the carrots with the little tops on them. They're really charming when you just sort of line the bottom with maybe, you know, scrunch up some brown paper bags to give it height and to fill in the holes, because the crates have little openings, so you don't want stuff to fall out.
Okay, we're going to take a break. My guest is Tracy McBride. She's the author of Frugal Luxuries by the Season, Celebrate Holidays with Elegance and Simplicity on Any Income. She elevates frugal but elegant living to an art form and shares new ways to embellish our cherished holidays. And you can log on to frugalluxuriesseasonsblogspot.com, or you can Google Tracy McBride, T-R-A-C-E-Y, McBride. Had her on the show every year for at least 10 years. And Tracy is the author also of the book Frugal Luxuries, and the Chicago Tribune calls her the Martha Stewart of the cheapskate set. She's fabulous. So, folks, stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Living. Give us a call after the break. We would certainly love to hear from you right here on TalkZone.com. You can call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.